This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. You know, I had a plan for this show, a topic, and new things have come to light. There is just so much new stuff for me to talk about. I don't know how I'm going to fit all this in. I'll do my best. How has your past 30 days been, by the way? The main topic, okay, here's the topic that I had planned, is what is the amazing crystal pillow? Now, this is a great topic, so let me just go with what I planned, and then I'll get into the things that I didn't plan to talk about. All right. So, you know me. I love to do experiments all the time, and I have always been fascinated by gems and minerals and these stones that you can't make as a human. These are things, I mean, like, you can make a man-made version of some things, but there's nothing like a natural stone that has been morphed by millions of years of Mother Nature's power. And so you have this bioenergy field, and the idea is that sometimes you put these stones in your biofield and they act like antennas, and they can kind of change that field, and maybe they will help you in some beneficial kind of way. That's the hypothesis or the theory or whatever. I don't know. But hey, I'm an open-minded guy and I love experimenting with that. And so I get all these different kinds of stones and, you carry them in your pocket or something like that. But some of them are supposedly most effective when you sleep with them. Because when you sleep and you're resting, your bioenergy field is nice and expanded. And it does make sense that if anything is going to affect that field, your field is more, you know, sensitive at that time. And so I actually got a hold of this stone that is nicknamed the Iron Throne Stone. It's a cool name, huh? And it looks, it's kind of shaped like an arrow, and it has all these kind of really sweeping, dynamic, jagged points all over it. These things are formed deep below the Earth's crust under extremely high pressure. The ones I have are from South America. And all the practitioners say this is known for instant chakra clearing. So, like, producing also, like, meaningful dreams and enhancing peaceful sleep and healing energies, like all healing energies. But a lot of people say it instantly aligns your chakras and purges the body of all negative forces. And I said, oh, that sounds nice. Let's try that out. But then, you know, I looked at this thing and I go, how do I sleep with this? This does not look like a very comfortable thing to sleep with. And so I thought, well, maybe, you know, I could like produce a little pillow or something like that that I can put it in so it'd be comfy next to my body. And that's what I did. I got this little pillow and I stuffed it in there. And it doesn't matter if the stone's too big or it doesn't fit perfectly. You're just trying to soften it up a little bit, right? And I thought, well, if I've got to do that, why don't I go one extra step and actually put a radionics or psionics energy radiating pattern on this thing. And I created one of those years ago. And so I put that on the pillow and I was like, ah, this is pretty cool. I got this like crystal pillow or whatever. And so I slept with it. And my goodness, the next day, not only did I feel great, but after that, I told Lauren, my wife, about it. And I go like, maybe, you know, you should nestle up with this thing. And you know, Lauren is always my first test subject, and she's also probably the most skeptical debunking type of person that, that it comes into contact with my inventions, so to speak. And she said, I want to sleep with this every night. So I go, I think I'm onto something here. And so I started putting different stones into this pillow. The next one that I slept with that you're supposed to sleep with is called the Fairy Cross. This comes from the United States of America. They occur sometimes in Virginia and Georgia. These are known to be crackling with good fortune, and it attracts wealth and money. It's supposed to open a new spiritual path. And its tendency to form a natural cross, it's like a little brownish-looking stone, but it has... It kind of looks like a natural cross. Not all of them are perfect, but its tendency to form that shape makes that a sacred stone around the world. And so I'll sleep with that when I have some kind of financial thing, like maybe I'm working on a project and I want it to make a lot of money, or somebody owes me some money, or I'm going to go to the casino the next day and have some fun. I'll sleep with that fairy cross. And then, of course, I started sleeping with the ideal smooth, polished amethyst. Amethyst is one of the most interesting stones in the world. Did you know that the ancient Greeks used to drink wine out of amethyst goblets? You know, this is a purple stone, right? And they would drink wine from them because they claimed that when you drink from an amethyst goblet, that you feel great the next day. You don't get any hangovers, or, you know, I mean, that's what they said. And it's considered sacred to Tibetans, sacred to the Buddha, they say. They make prayer beads out of them. So I got these amethysts that are from, they're from South America. And so, you know, these are supposed to be a natural antenna for that high frequency, violet, purple. And it's always been said to open your third eye, kind of giving you wisdom to find new opportunities or help your friends and loved ones. It's kind of a mystical magnet for good karma. So I started having so much fun sleeping with those three stones. I said, you know what? I think I see the potential for a new little kit for me to make and put out there for my listeners. So Lauren and I, we sat down, we made 95 of these. It's called the Crystal Pillow Kit. And you get the pillow that we put together with our own hands, and you get the ideal amethyst, the Iron Throne Stone, and the Fairy Cross. And I thought it would be cool to also include a nice, like, free bonus gift. So you have, like, I hate it when people order something from me and they got to sit there and wait. And I like to give them something to read or to enjoy in the meantime. So if you get it now, you instantly receive this free bonus gift. It's one of my favorite ebooks. It's a PDF. And, you know, my friend Tim Beckley, he died not too long ago, and he published this book called The Complete Book of Talismans, Amulets, and Magic Gemstones. And this is a 184-page book, and you would not believe the stuff it covers. It covers stuff like the psychic and magnetic influence of talismans and gems, talismans and wisdom,
the magic gemstones of the archangels, the symbolic nature of the cross, deciphering the will of life, moon amulets and the blessings of rings, the 10 most divine stones. Listen to this. Utilizing the spare change in your pocket to defend against negativity. I haven't even read that one yet. I got to do that. I read this book whenever I have a moment, you know, I snatch. So anyway, look, I'm going to create, this, well, I have created this first batch, and to me, I thought this is cool, because what if, like, everybody who buys one of these crystal pillows, also gets to occasionally receive a new, a stone or gemstone or mineral experiment kit from me. You know how it is when you buy a video game console and it comes with some free games, and now you own the console, so now you get to buy other games when they come out. So this pillow is going to be kind of like a console. And if you buy this, then you are going to be allowed to also purchase some experimental gem and mineral, you know, stone type experimental exotic kits that I come out with from time to time in the future, but only if you have one of these 95. So look, if you want to learn more about it, I shot a little video, and you should watch this video and get all the stats, and you'll understand what I'm actually promoting here. But I just thought it was a cool thing, and if you guys actually have an opportunity to play with this, well, then I'll be, of course, taking your feedback and reading it on the show. So this is like a win-win-win. This is not in my curiosity shop. The only way you can check it out is by going to crystalpillowpower.com. crystalpillowpower.com. That's C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. crystalpillowpower.com. When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you kind of a disturbing story about what happened to one of my relatives earlier this month in Boulder City, Nevada, when he went into a haunted location. And this kind of thing happens to a lot of people, actually. I wonder if something like this has happened to you. I'm going to be giving away, I think, something free to all of my listeners next month, October of 2022. But the only way you can get it is if you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. And sign up on the homepage there for my free e-newsletter. It takes you 2 seconds. You put your email address in there, hit the button, the submit button. Actually, you're going to get some free stuff just for doing that, but I'm going to come out with something new, if all goes according to plan, just for people who subscribe in October of 2022. JoshuaPWarren.com. Go to the Curiosity Shop and check that out, but also make sure you sign up for the newsletter. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. And one final thought here on the crystal pillow. I might make another batch of these at some point, but if I do that, I may not have the same stones because, you know, again, these are just things. It's like a supply chain issue, getting gemstones and minerals. And I mean, like I say, you can't just really sit down and make this stuff in a lab. And if you can, it's not the same as a natural stone. So, but I can't wait to see if everybody else who gets one of these has the same experiences that I've had. CrystalPillowPower.com. You know, I am recording this in September of 2022, and I have been with my wife, Lauren, for 25 years, and this is her birthday month. Her birthday is September the 24th, and it goes without saying, happy birthday, Lauren. I love you. And I won't say how old she is. earlier this month, some of her family came in to visit us from Texas. Lauren is from Katy, Texas, and which is outside of Houston. And so her brother and her father and I won't go down the whole list, but, you know, a group of people came in to visit her for her birthday. And we had a wonderful time. You know, everybody wants to come to Vegas and have fun, right? And at one point, Lauren's brother, Charles, who has been just I got to tell you, I mean, like, this guy's been a big supporter and fan of my work since I met him, you know, 25 years ago. He's always listened to my radio shows and podcasts, and he's always interested in everything. And I think that's really fortunate, because he's not just pretending, you know, he really is. But one of the things that's interesting about Charles Munson is that he has never actually had a paranormal experience in his life related to ghosts. So he loves listening to all this weird stuff, but he's never seen a ghost or a UFO, or, you know, he's never had that kind of thing happen to him. But he, you know, he thinks that it's real, but he just understands that it's rare, I guess. So he wanted to go on my haunted Boulder City ghost and UFO walking tour here in Boulder City, Nevada, which is about 30 minutes outside of Las Vegas, hauntedbouldercity.com. And I don't usually host the tour myself, but considering this was family, I said, hey, I'll give you the tour, you know. So our group was, I think there was about seven of us total, seven or eight, something like that. So we go to Boulder City, Nevada, and we walk around the loop, and I tell everybody the stories. And then finally, we were at the Boulder Dam Hotel. And that is a hotel that actually does not, like, the management there does not like talking about ghostly stuff. They don't want ghost hunters coming in. So we do not encourage people ghost hunting there, but it is an old historic hotel that does have a lot of ghost stories. And, you know, the thing is, it's been published in books, and, you know, I'm not spilling any beans here. There is a ghostly history to that hotel, but the current management does not want that attention. However, in the basement of the hotel, which is actually the most haunted area, there is a speakeasy, and it is called Cleveland's Lounge, just like, you know, Grover Cleveland, Cleveland's Lounge. And there is this dark figure that's seen down there, a man with a dark suit and a mustache and a black hat. And there are all these theories about, you know, who he may be. But I've talked to a lot of people who have seen this figure there. One of the stories is that this is somebody who was a mob target, a mob victim, and that, you know, he was buried somewhere on the property. I don't know, but that's the story. Okay. And when you take these kinds of tours, I mean, it's, these are not history tours. We talk about legends and folklore and urban myths. And, you know, I mean, these are ghost stories, but that's what people are saying. All right. So, when we ended the tour, I said, what do you say we go down to Cleveland's Lounge here and have a drink? Because they actually have this drink that they made just for my tour guests. It's called the Ghost, and it's delicious. It's served in a glass that's similar to like a champagne or a martini kind of glass, and it's white, and it's actually really sweet. And one of the employees who worked there last year invented this drink just for our tour, the Ghost. They sell a ton of these things. So I was like, hey, let's go down there and have a ghost. So we all go down into the basement of this hotel to this dark, dimly lit speakeasy. And the owner, Cleveland, was there, and he was personally taking care of us. And we were trying to figure out how to seat ourselves, and so we said, well, let's just take that back corner over there. And I didn't say anything, but I knew that that was a corner where a lot of people had seen ghosts, right? And even though I'd just given my family the ghost tour, like, nobody was really thinking, oh, we're going to see a ghost or anything, right? So we go back into that corner, and we all we gathered around this circular table, and Cleveland starts bringing the drinks out. As soon as we sat down, there were a couple of ladies with us who said, oh, I feel like this tightness in my chest. I don't feel, you know, like there's something weird. Like and they started talking about how weird they felt. And I just said, yeah, well, you know, a lot of people react when they go into haunted places and they start feeling, you know, strange or uncomfortable or whatever. So my brother-in-law, Charles, he's sitting there looking just fine and dandy. And, you know, we all order our drinks and everything. And then I said, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom and wash up. So I went to the bathroom. When I came out of the bathroom, I look over at the corner and it's chaos. What the heck is going on? Charles here, my brother-in-law, looks like he is practically dead. Okay. He's leaned forward over the table. His eyes are closed. He's kind of mumbling something. He looks gray. Okay. Do you remember how E.T. looked? It's been a long time since I saw that movie, but I remember like they found E.T. in a ditch and they pulled him out and he did not look very good. This is what my brother-in-law Charles is looking like. His eyes are closed. He's leaned over. He's gray. And I'm thinking maybe he's having a heart attack or something like that. You know, so everybody's flipping out and his wife, Shelley, and Lauren and everybody, they're helping him out, like get him away from that corner. And they take him, to this booth and he lays down on the booth. And they're like, should we call 911? Should we call 911? And I'm thinking, I think we should probably call 911. But I wasn't going to be the one to do it. So I'm like, hey, his wife's there. If anybody's going to call 911, it ought to be his wife. Lauren goes over to the bar and she gets like a cold rag and whatever. You know, and he's laying there and I'm thinking, my goodness, we may be watching this man die right now. But then, of course, I'm also optimistic. So I'm thinking, well, hopefully that's not what's happening, but still. And so everybody's saying like, oh, you're dehydrated. And because it was a hot day. But I don't know what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. So here he is lying there with his eyes closed, all of his color gone. Nobody's calling 911. I know that Charles is listening to this right now. Charles, listen, I don't know what to tell you, brother. I would have called 911, but I thought if anybody was in the position to do that, it should have been Shelly. So you can talk to Shelly about that. But fortunately, it actually was not necessary because after about like 10 minutes, Charles finally was able to get up and he started, you know, sipping some water and he started eating some, you know, like nuts. We brought out some snack food and stuff and he very slowly started to recover. And once he recovered, I mean, he said, I have never had anything like that happen before. And then everybody's coming up with theories about like, you know, I think he said, oh, there's some nerve. I forget. Like, oh, maybe there was some nerve in my throat. And when I drank, you know, something, it hit that nerve. And, you know, like, but the fact of the matter is, after that, we all said, like, okay, maybe this is not the corner where we should be. And we kind of moved away from that corner because a lot of people experience these kinds of reactions at haunted places. And I thank God Charles turned out okay. And I know that's not a great advertisement for hauntedbouldercity.com, but just realize, like, some people react adversely to haunted places. When we come back, I have to tell you about a friend of mine who died 2 days ago. And this is really sad. It's very, very, very depressing, but there's a paranormal context to it. You'll see what I mean. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back after these important messages.
It's
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Yeah, if you live in the Las Vegas area, Boulder City is 30 minutes outside of Vegas. That's where we have the walking tour, hauntedbouldercity.com. And also, I sometimes do the Vegas Ghost and UFO show. So if you don't want to get out and walk around, well, the show is where you sit down for an hour and we show you the best video footage and pictures, the best evidence for paranormal stuff in the area. And you get to see all of these haunted and charmed and interesting objects and artifacts. You can touch them. It's really amazing. I don't think there's anything like it in the entire world. And the website for that is paranormalvegas.com, paranormalvegas.com. And sometimes we do that out toward Boulder City as well. And if you're on the East Coast, well, you got to go to my world famous Haunted Asheville ghost tour in Western North Carolina, hauntedasheville.com. Just look up Haunted Asheville. A lot of people don't realize that there is an E in the middle of Asheville. That's my home city. You know, I was born there in Asheville. A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L-E. I always said, hey, if you look in the middle of Asheville, it says evil, and that's why I wrote a novel called The Evil in Asheville, which you can find on Amazon. So anyway, there you go. Halloween's on the way. This one, what I'm going to tell you now, I mean, this really hits close to home. When you know how it is when you have a really good friend who dies. Okay. So I have lived here in Las Vegas for about 5 years. And for the 5 years before that, I lived primarily in Puerto Rico. I always kept a little residence in Asheville, that I could travel to once in a while, just, you know, stay for maybe like a month and work on things and visit family and friends. But, my primary residence before I came here was Boca Raton, Puerto Rico, which is on the southwest coast of Puerto Rico in Cabo Rojo. And, you probably have seen that this month, September of 2022, marks the 5 year anniversary of Hurricane Maria, hitting that island and just destroying much of it, a lot of the infrastructure. And now we've had this other hurricane that's hit. I mean, almost exactly 5 years to the day, Fiona. And what makes this so impactful for me is that when Lauren and I moved to Puerto Rico, and I had a two-story condo there that I rented. So, I mean, when Hurricane Maria hit, my condo was okay, but I lost a bunch of field investigation stuff. Like I had webcams set up around the island and all that. And that stuff was gone like in the first 5 minutes. But when we first moved there after having gone and, you know, visiting and exploring Puerto Rico for so many years, we didn't really know anybody around Boca Raton, Puerto Rico, there in Cabo Rojo. And the first good friend that we met was a woman named Ita. Her actual name is Margarita. And, I guess I wasn't going to do this because I don't know. I don't understand exactly how to pronounce a lot of, big long Spanish names, but, okay. I guess her full name was Margarita Garcia de Quevedo, but we just called her Ita. And she was just the most, bright, fun, healthy, vital person I've probably ever met. Okay. She was a retired Navy officer, and she became fast friends with us. Everybody in the town knew her. And, I mean, like, we would go out on her boat with her and check out the little islands around Boca Raton. And, well, anyway, so right as the hurricane hit, the latest one, Hurricane Fiona hit, she died. But it wasn't the hurricane. She was in hospice at that point at the age of 69 with pancreatic cancer that had spread to her liver. So she literally was laying there dying when this hurricane came in that coincided with the anniversary of the 5 year anniversary of Hurricane Maria. So, you know, Lauren and I both are very sad, right now about that for a number of reasons. She is one of the last people I would have expected to die. But here's the most important reason that I'm bringing this up on this show for you. Okay. Because I know that maybe you've never been to Puerto Rico and you probably certainly didn't know Ita, but here's something that you do need to think about. When I went to Puerto Rico, when I moved there, and you've probably heard me talk about this, they started getting these reports. They'd been around for a while, but they were increasing reports of this creature similar to Mothman that was showing up on the western part of the island and around Guanica. I think the little area was called like Ensenada.
I can't remember again all these names. I have there's too much clutter in this brain. But I talked to police officers. I mean, like active duty employed police officers who were telling me that they were seeing this creature that looked like Mothman flying around Puerto Rico. And they were saying that, you know, it's like 6 feet tall, big black bat wings, maybe, you know, a face kind of like a dog or something like that. I mean, I don't know how many times I've talked about this, and I did not want to have to accept it, but I knew that I had to tell people that when this thing starts showing up somewhere, disaster is on the way. And if you've seen the movie The Mothman Prophecies, it's not quite like the book, but that will give you an idea. When the Earth is about to undergo a major physical shift, the first thing that happens is the energy shifts. And I think in the movie, one of the characters says it's something like, you know, static building up before a spark, you know. The physical world is dynamic, and there are earthquakes and fires and all these things that happen all the time, but there is first a shift in the energy field. And when that shift in the energy field occurs, these winged beings similar to Mothman start showing up. And I went all over Puerto Rico, and I had so many great friends, and I said, I know that you don't want to hear this, but whenever Mothman starts showing up, you should probably leave. Like, I'm sorry, but this is a bad thing. And I know that everybody in Puerto Rico is always so friendly to me, and they were always like patting me in on the back, like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're a good guy, whatever. And I don't think they took it seriously at all, because they didn't understand the cycles that I've researched. And I told everybody something bad was going to happen right before Maria hit. And then when Maria hit, Lauren and I, we were like, we're out of here. You know, we weren't there when it hit. Fortunately, we were visiting family in North Carolina. We went right back to Puerto Rico and we moved out. And since then, over the past 5 years, there has been nothing but turmoil in Puerto Rico. I am talking about earthquakes and political upset. And, of course, COVID, you drop COVID right in the middle of it. And, you know, right when they were starting to recover from Maria, barely. Now they've been hit with Fiona, and Fiona may have been even more damaging than Hurricane Maria, because it was just the slowest moving thing. So all this stuff is going on, and then my friend Ita dies, and it's just like, you know, Lauren and I, we sat around and we go, we know that people don't want to hear it when you tell them like something bad is going to happen. There's a harbinger of doom here, but that's just the way it is. And so if you start seeing Mothman, you know, something like that in an area, that's your heads up, okay? That's your warning. Get out. Get out. But anyway, I love you, Margarita. Thank you for all you did for me and Lauren and so many other people. And Godspeed to you. When we come back from this break, guess what? I got an email from a guy who thinks, and this is the first one I've ever gotten, a guy who thinks that he saw the blue bunny. You know what I'm talking about? Mercury, Nevada. I'll read that and more. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I will be right back.
The
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And yeah, I got this email from a person saying, I may have seen the Blue Bunny. I'm not going to recap this whole story, but if you go back and you listen to episode 72 of this podcast, which was called One of the Wildest Stories I Have Ever Heard, and that's saying a lot coming from here. I talked about Mercury, Nevada, and this creature that supposedly is being created in this underground lab that sometimes escapes and hops all around the region. And these guys in suits have to track it down. And I don't know how to make sense of that. Just go listen to that episode. But I was recently on Coast to Coast AM live all over the world with George Norrie. And I told that story. Now, see, if you listen to this podcast, you got to hear it first. But I got such a response, I told that again. And I was like, okay, let me just sit back and wait for the men in black to show up. The good news is the men in black used to physically show up. Now they just monitor, you know, all your digital stuff. So that I prefer that. But anyway, so I talked about it,
And this place is so top secret. I actually got some information that I have decided I will not share. Because as I've told you before, like, I'm not a whistleblower. I'm not here to spill the beans on any national security secrets. I'm a very curious guy. I have a lot of friends. And sometimes, you know, I poke my nose into places where I realize, like, oh, that's what they're doing. And I am very adamant about not exposing things that could be, a security issue for this country. I am a proud American. So, that is something to keep in mind, but I will read you this email that I got. And let's see, it was right after I went on that show. And this comes to me from a man. Oh, let's see. I've got two. Okay, here it is. Okay, a man named Zach. That's all I'll tell you. He says, I have to remain anonymous. Oops! Never mind what I just said about his name. He says, I have to remain anonymous. I know what I saw was real, but I cannot have my employer thinking there is something wrong with me. I drive a semi in a very safety-sensitive job. I was listening to Coast, and I think you mentioned Blue Bunny sightings. Maybe I heard you wrong. About 2 years ago, in the early morning hours, on a dirt road about an hour northeast of Denver, I saw something that was not normal. It was shaped like a rabbit. I can only describe it as an electric blue pattern, as if there was an invisible rabbit with a blue tattoo covering its entire body. If I was to guess, I would say it was made of energy. I am just wondering if this is anything like what you mentioned. Okay. And by the way, folks, you don't even know if I'm giving the guy's real name here. I'm just having fun with that. But I wrote him back and I said, yes, this is very much like what I was told is escaping from the lab in Mercury, Nevada. I don't have any additional info on this, but anyway, I told him, you know, don't worry, your anonymity will be protected. I take that seriously. Okay, so next story. All right, this is an email from a lady named Christy, and I got this from her, and you know, she asked me all these questions, and I was like, okay, well, instead of me trying to reply to this, let me just read your email on my podcast and I'll talk about it, and then everybody can benefit from this. And I do that a lot, you know. So she said, I've been listening to you for 10 plus years. I'm a big fan. I'm catching up on your episodes on iHeart, which I love. I want to support you. And she says, but where can I do this and where will it make the most impact for you? Let me just tell all of you right now that, you know what? That means the world to me when people say, I want to go on and give you a positive review. But honestly, I am not sure, where you should leave the best reviews, because there are so many platforms out there, and some platforms offer that and some don't. And I don't even post the shows. I just produce them. So I don't know what to tell you about where to leave a review, but if you get an opportunity to leave a review, please do it. So, okay, here's what she goes on to say. I must have done my minion incorrectly. And, you know, I've talked about minions a lot. I think I talked about minions in like episode one of this show, as a matter of fact, where you create like some kind of a, It's like a tulpa, like a little character that you send out there to do things on your behalf. And she says, I think I must have done my minion correctly. And before I continue, you know, a minion can be a drawing, or you can sculpt it or create it in a more tangible three-dimensional form. And she apparently did that. And she goes, I made him by hand, stitching fabric with button eyes, a cute little creature, critter. I stuffed him with some good stuff. Don't know what that means. And she goes, I provided treats and gave him instructions. Okay. And then she says, I did not see any immediate results, and it's been a whole year now. Maybe I did something wrong. Can I reuse him? Or should I create a new one? Okay, so let me stop right there because she has more questions. So her first question is like, okay, I made this thing and I didn't see any immediate results. It's been a year. Well, the first thing you have to say is like, well, what are you asking for? You know, I mean, that is always a significant consideration. Like if you're asking for something that is huge, well, that's going to take a long time to possibly manifest for you. In my book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, which you can find in my curiosity shop, I talk about how you should take baby steps with what you're using your manifestation efforts toward. And she didn't even say. So I don't know. And so she goes, can I reuse him? Yes. Should I create a new one? No, keep him. And then she said, do the treats have to be fresh food? And she put in parentheses, attracts bugs, ants, roaches. Or can they be like my favorite candy or treat in wrapping? You see, that's the thing. The treat that you give to your minion should be something that you would like. That's the whole point. I don't know why you would give bugs or ants or roaches. Maybe I'm reading this email wrong, but like you're supposed to take something that you would like to eat, like a Big Mac or a Pizza Hut pizza. I like turkey jerky. And so that's what I use. You give something that you would like to have and you hand that over. And, anyway, try it that way and do the whole process over again with those pointers. Man, the clock is about to get me. Let me squeeze one more in here. See Eric Scott, my great friend, the filmmaker. I've known him forever. He's practically a brother to me. He said, he sent me an email and the subject line was jackpot. He's been using the Model Field X wishing machine and he sent me a screen capture of a big old jackpot that he hit. And if you want to learn more about that, well, go to my curiosity shop and see the wishing machine. Congratulations, Eric. Now let's see if we can all get lucky. Chill out. Here is the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.